If you have had enough of reading or listening to books only offering temporary solutions to your self-esteem and confidence levels, then keep listening. Maybe it's difficult for you to say no to someone, or it's hard for you to speak up in a group of friends and share your opinion. You might feel uncomfortable at work to take the lead in something new. This probably means that your self-esteem and confidence levels are not where you want them to be. Maybe you've read several other books on these subjects. After reading those books, you felt better, but after a few weeks, you felt back in your old habits. You didn't notice any real changes. If you are looking for permanent changes regarding your self-esteem and confidence, then you've come to the right place. The tools and techniques in this audiobook are designed to change your habits and thinking patterns for the long term. The goal is to create lasting changes in how you feel about and see yourself. Here is a tiny fraction of what you'll discover. How you can use the NLP-based swish technique to stop doubting. The number one thing to avoid when you start building your confidence. The right mindset to grow your confidence. How to boost your confidence and assertiveness in only 2 minutes, just before an important moment or event. Which NLP technique will teach you how to say no gracefully without hurting others or feeling guilty? The secret power of your thoughts, according to Oprah Winfrey. What psychologists mean with disputation and how you can use it to your advantage. The first and most important step in your journey to becoming confident. What the percolator effect means, but more importantly, how you can avoid it. And much, much more. So don't wait any longer. Take action. Get this audiobook now and start listening. You are going to listen to a part of the audiobook now. What is self-esteem? Maya Angelou said, "Success is liking yourself, liking what you do, and liking how you do it." You have a high esteem of yourself when you attempt to achieve success in life on your terms. Ask these questions of yourself. Are you proud of yourself? Do you like yourself the way you are? What are the topmost traits in you that make you proud? If you are not able to answer these questions confidently, or you feel uncomfortable having to answer them, then it's likely that you have low self-esteem. Before understanding why many of us have problems with self-esteem, we need to know the definition of self-esteem. So, what is self-esteem? Self-esteem is a reflection of the respect and regard you have for yourself. A woman with a healthy level of self-esteem does not need external factors to feel good about herself. She does not need her husband telling her she looks good or that she's intelligent or that she's a good mother. She does not need her boss to tell her she does a great job at work. Instead, a woman with a high level of self-esteem is keenly aware of her strengths and weaknesses. She accepts her strengths with pride, her weaknesses with humility, and is confident, assertive, and proud of her capabilities without being arrogant. She understands that she needs to work on her weaknesses and is happy to share the benefits of her strengths with others. Self-esteem is an essential identity issue that's vital for joy and happiness in our lives. Self-esteem is needed to live and experience life joyfully. Once you achieve self-esteem, then it reflects in the way you handle life and its myriad challenges. Self-esteem can be defined in many ways, including... So don't wait any longer to take action. Get this audiobook now and start listening.